Ty Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. We're talking today with Mercer County High School baseball coach Jacob Harrison. Coach, off to a 4-7 start to this point in 2023. What have you thought to the season at this point for your ball club?
Yeah, we got off to a pretty rough start. Came out a little shaky. We weren't really throwing a lot of strikes, and we were probably striking out a little bit too much. So first four games of the year were a little rough, and the scores definitely indicate that. But then we started kind of putting it together a little bit. We went on a nice little run there last week to win four in a row, and then dropped one to United, which is going to happen in those conference doubleheaders. And then we played two pretty good teams tough this week, so I like the way we've been trending. We've been playing a little bit better lately, so we got to start putting it together and stacking some wins on the board.
Yeah, as you mentioned, an 0-4 start, and then the four-game winning streak you went on, and even though you've dropped three in a row now, I think, you know, much more competitive losses than at the beginning of the season. So when you look ahead kind of down the line, do you feel like you're trending in the right direction right now?
I do. We just talked to the guys last night about how we're trending in that right direction, and how these next 2 weeks are going to be critical for what defines our season. So got to go out every day. Tell the guys every day we got to go 1-0 today. And so we've been building towards that. We got to keep doing little things right. It was nice to see the bats come alive a little bit last night, and we got to keep that going.
So, yeah, when you kind of look down the line through the rest of the regular season and into the postseason too, what are some, you know, specific things you're hoping to see improve that you think that can maybe, you know, take this team to the next level?
Yeah, first and foremost, it's our strikeout rate. We're just striking out way too much right now. We're not taking bad swings, but we're not necessarily making adjustments to what the pitchers are doing to us. And so I'd really like to see us cut down that rate. And when we do that, I think we've been putting some runs and like being competitive in games. So I want to be more consistent in that regard. And then on the defensive side, it's our pitchers attacking the strike zone. When we tend to get in trouble is when we start walking guys, and then it kind of spirals. And so we've also had a lot of conversations about resiliency and taking pride in who we are. And so I think you can see that earlier in the year, you know, it felt like if we got down 7-2, it would just, the wheels would fall off. And all of a sudden a game where we have a shot to get back in, it turns into 12-2 and we're going home early. And so we've been talking a lot about that resiliency and, you know, fighting through the adversity and coming back at the opponent when maybe they come at us first. And so we've been doing that more lately. I want to see us continue to do that, show growth on like the mental side of things, as well as limiting walks and then also limiting our own strikeouts.
And, you know, as you move forward throughout the season, if this team's able to kind of put everything together and get rolling, what are maybe some realistic goals you think this team can accomplish?
Yeah, I do think we still have a shot at the conference title. I really would like to win our side of the conference. We've got, like I said, the next 2 weeks are huge for that. We've got Knoxville next weekend, and then we have West Central the weekend after that. So if we want to be able to win our side of the LTC, it's going to come down to these next 2 weeks. And then also, I would like to see us put our best foot forward in order to go try to compete for a regional title. I tell the guys that all the time. I believe in their talent. I think if we start cutting down on the strikeouts and limiting those walks, I think we can be competitive. And the next 2 weeks are going to be big for that too. We play a lot of subsectional teams. So when it comes for the seeding and how that regional bracket's going to play out, these next 2 weeks are huge for what that can mean and those implications.
Yeah, you touched on, you know, hoping to compete for a regional title. The IHSA, you know, released the postseason sites and assignments earlier in the month. Mercer County feeding into the Knoxville sectional, regional sites in the subsectional, Orion and Princeton. Have you looked much into the postseason picture yet? And if so, what do you kind of think of how your postseason path will start?
I mean, it's a little early to know for sure. Everyone's still sorting it out, and there's still a whole lot of head-to-head like subsectional team matchups. But I do know that we have four of them in the next 2 weeks, and that we need to go out there and show that, you know, we belong in a semifinal just to get it started. You know, we really want to be in a position to avoid a play-in game. And so our performance over these next couple weeks is going to be huge for that. But in terms of like where we're going to go, who we're going to play, it's too early to know anything like that. We just got to do what we can do to put ourselves in the best position possible.
And one thing I think that kind of sticks out when you look at this program now, you know, specifically the coaching staff, right? It's all guys who have went through the baseball program at Mercer County. You, Ryan Garrett, Connor Sharp, Anthony Ruggles, right? What's it like been having those guys as your assistants?
Yeah, so Ryan's been with us since I took over in 2019, along with Pete Nelson and then Ben Stivert. So we've got a good group of coaches. Anthony and Connor both joined this year, and they have been great. They really brought a lot from what they learned at the college level, and then also bringing back some of that pride of what we had in the program when they were playing and they were competing for those regional titles and playing into sectionals. And so they brought that. They have a lot of experience that they can leverage, and they have a lot of things that they're a lot smarter than me on, and so they bring a lot to the table as well. I mean, Ryan's been doing it as well. And I'd be lost without Coach Nelson. He is definitely the sounding board for the entire coaching staff. So I'm really grateful for the assistance that we have and what they're able to bring to our kids.
And coming up, you've got a really great cause for people to come out and support when Mercer County hosts Sherrard in baseball in a couple of weeks on Wednesday, April 26th. A strikeout cancer night at Northside Park. Can you kind of tell us a little bit about the fundraiser?
Yeah, so I think like a lot of people in the community, we were pretty devastated to hear about the diagnosis for Natalie Nelson. And so obviously that hits home with the baseball program. And so instantly I knew we wanted to do something in order to help them out. And so we launched the Strikeout Cancer Night. I reached out to Coach Pasala, and he also coached with Coach Nelson in 2018. So he was very agreeable to doing it and wanted to help out in any way possible. So we worked to put together this night. It's going to be an annual thing, but this first one is directly to help support the Nelson family as they go through this. So all the money we raise is going to go to that. But as for the night, yeah, it's April 26th. We're going to play Sherrard at home. So far we sold some shirts, which was great. We had a great turnout for that. And then we'll do some other things there the night of. And then also the health department will be there as part of their breast cancer navigation program to provide education and resources to help women get caught up on their mammograms. So we want it to be a night to raise some money, but then also spread some education for the community.
So if people want to support the cause, can you kind of explain a little bit about what are some of the ways they can do that?
Yeah, so the night of, we'll have some things going on. I think we're going to do some 50-50 drawings, and we're still working on getting some other fundraising activities going for that night. We already did the shirt order, so that one's closed, but anyone who wants to support, come out that night, and we'll have opportunities for donations and, like I said, other educational things going on.
All right, again, that's Wednesday, April 26th, when Mercer County and Sherrard play in baseball at Northside Park in Aledo. Mercer County head baseball coach Jacob Harrison joining us on WRMJ. Coach, thanks for talking with us. Good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
And I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.